Hello everyone, this is National Master Evan Rabin, and I am very excited to be here on the 133rd edition of the Premier Chess Podcast. I am here with a very special guest, Luke Van Every, who I've known actually for about 2 years now. He is the founder of True Compare PEO, which is an amazing company that simplifies the PEO process. And helps provide the top providers. He is also the founder and host of In This Together Roundtable, a great weekly networking meeting that he actually co-organizes with our previous podcast guest, Esther Deutsch. And it is great to have Luke here. And I just expect to talk a little bit about, you know, business and networking, strategy, and so forth. So Luke, how are you doing today, first of all?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, my absolute sincere pleasure having you, and it is my great honor to do so. So Luke, to tell me, for one, I gave you a quick little summary of, you know, what you've done. But could you tell us a little bit more about your background and, you know, where you got to, you know, where you are today?
Yeah, so for those that don't know what a professional employer organization is, or PEO. PEO companies help.
Let's get to PEO in a little bit, and I definitely want to talk about what it is, because I didn't know what it was until I met you. But tell us just a little bit more about, you know, your background.
Sure.
What motivates you?
Yeah, so, all right. Well, I was born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm the middle of five children. I have 11 wow. nieces and nephews, and no children of my own, but been motivated from the start, right? It was the middle of five. If you didn't eat, you got lost in all of that. I met my wife when I was 16 in high school, and I'm 33 now, so we're 17 years into this thing. She's a big motivational piece of my life, making her proud.
Let me ask you, I mean, that's something that we definitely don't see that much of, you know, one, growing up with five siblings and getting, you know, finding your wife at 16, right? That's definitely not, look, something I didn't know about you. So, and obviously you matured, I would say pretty quickly in life, you know, if that's the case. So, could you talk a little bit just about how you, grew up and what made you try to, you know, find your, you know, loved one so early?
I think it was one of those situations where it was as soon as I met her, I was like, yep, gotta hang out with that one. And, you know, it's funny is that long ago, texting wasn't a big thing. Not everybody had it. It was that was when we paid for every text. And I remember my dad got a bill. It was like $200. And he's like, what is this texting thing? And why are you doing it so much? And I had to sit him down and explain to him, there's this girl, and this is how I am comfortable communicating with her. You gotta help me out. And about a month later, we've been together every single day since.
Wow, good for you. Shout out to you that
it is good for me. She's definitely
a great partner, and I am very, very grateful for, you know, my dear girlfriend Osha, and she's my biggest supporter, every day. And, we're constantly, you know, helping each other out, in every way. And, I could definitely imagine, you know, the same, with your wife, of course. So, let's get in, when I met you, you were working for, you know, a big company, Trinet, doing, similar work, in PEO. And again, I want to, define that for everyone quickly, because, not everyone, certainly knows what it is. And, I now have a pretty good idea what it is, but still not, 100%. So let's get into that, shortly. But could you tell me, for one, one common theme that we've, actually seen on the podcast is just entrepreneurs leaving corporate America. I myself, worked at Oracle for 3 years. Selling servers and engineered systems. And then I worked at another pretty major company, Rapid7, where I was selling data security. and then decided that that wasn't actually for me and that I should move on and, you know, start my other company, Pillar Sales, and now, you know, Premier Chef. So I know you said before that you've had, you know, always some interest in becoming an entrepreneur, but a lot of people, you know, don't take that interest to the next level and actually get started. So what sort of drove you to, you know, leave corporate America and become a full-on entrepreneur?
It was my time. There's never a perfect time to walk away from six-figure salary with endless amounts of commission.
Right.
But you have to get to a point where you're like, yeah, I found a niche and this is where I want to help the small, medium-sized community. And I've watched clients of mine start with two founders and then exit for, you know, billions of dollars, which may not be a plan for us at True Compare PEO, but it was my time to go. It was my time to give it a shot. I'm still at an age that if for some reason this thing doesn't work out, I can go back. But I told myself, I was like, you know what, if you're not going to do it now, you're never going to do it. So this is our shot. And I have the knowledge, I have the backing, and I have amazing individuals around me supporting me in this effort. And our entire goal is to help companies. That's all we want to do is help and educate.
Wonderful. But, you know, look, I would love a little bit, you know, more, right? Because, yeah, look, I wanted to leave. You know, I knew there were smaller businesses that needed help with sales, right? And that's where I started Pillar. Right. But there was definitely, you know, a driver. Right. So like what, you know, I mean, you just started actually. Right. You left Trinet what now back in, you know, December and February. Right. So like 3 months ago. Right. So like I'm sure, you know, in your, you know, a couple of years there, you're at paychecks beforehand. By the way, we do have my good friend Elizabeth Derivas.
Yep.
As a former, podcast guest as well, you know, works at paychecks. Yeah, like what, like in December, just like made you actually say like, you know what, I'm taking everything, right? You leap of faith, right? You took a six figure salary. Right. And I mean, quite frankly, like, I mean, look, I know you have good connections and I know you're a hungry entrepreneur and, you know, things are going to work out, but you know, like obviously there's a risk, you know, I was in a similar situation. My first company, Pillar Sales, did not work that well. You know, I was actually looking at other sales jobs and, you know, thankfully Premier Chess was, you know, rather successful. And now I'm making, you know, yeah, actually more than I was in corporate America. And I'm extremely grateful for that. But what really in December, like drove you to, you know, just take that leap of faith?
I was tired of being in a box.
Hmm.
I was tired of, being only working with one industry, only working for one company, only working in one city. If 2020 has shown us anything, it's that your network doesn't have to be the city you live in. It can be the entire world.
Hmm.
We had an 2 weeks ago, we had an individual on our networking call. He was in Israel. A week after that, we had somebody from Ireland. The virtual world expands everything. And I wanted to tap into all of that. And when you're in a box and you're constantly under a microscope, you know, that can get tired. You can get tired after a while. And I was tired and I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to make my own schedule. I wanted to make my own goals. And I wanted to hold myself accountable. If anybody is a critic, I'm the biggest critic of myself.
Mm.
I don't need motivation. I have motivation. I wake up next door every day.
I love it. I really do. Yeah. So, you know, so tell me, Luke, I mean, you know, congrats to you, props to you. And I will say, yeah, getting outside of your comfort zone and, you know, getting to the next level is, you know, extremely important. You know, one of my closest mentors and friends, Rabbi Peretz Chaim of Chabad of Brandeis, is a big proponent of the Hebrew saying for Rasta, which literally means to spread out and get that outside of that box, you know, that you're talking about. You know, especially now with, you know, COVID, a lot of it, you know, really is mindset. You know, you said, you know, there's been a lack of geographical boundaries, which is completely true. You know, we have one kid actually in our youth advanced class now who is from Melbourne, Australia.
Nice.
And when he, you know, his dad first inquired with me, I was, you know, extremely surprised. You know, and I was like, how do you find it? Well, you know, it was listed on Events for Chess, you know, which is a registration platform that we use. And, you know, it was just, you know, amazing that we were able to, get a, you know, great community there. You know, this guy, Jonathan Schachter, you know, runs that community through, or that platform from Tucson and Arizona. And just the fact that we were able to, you know, just by being on there, be able to, you know, get someone from Australia was like, you know, totally amazing, you know, in my mind. So I thought that was, really cool. So, let's now talk a little bit about, you know, PEO. I can be confusing, you know, sometimes. So yeah, like, you know, look, from the surface, I definitely know what it is, right? It's, you know, small businesses that, you know, don't have enough employees to really get, you know, big insurance plans, you know, coming together, to, you know, get better deals. But could you talk a little bit more about what, you know, PEO actually is for everyone?
Yeah. So PEO stands for Professional Employer Organization. And PEOs help clients with payroll, employee benefits, workers' comp risk management, and HR support. And the way they do that is they work off of a co-employment model. So what you're essentially doing is tapping into the PEO's economies of scale. Some of my partners have upwards of 600,000 worksite employees in the co-employment model. So what that means is their buying power for medical insurance, dental, vision, all of that great stuff is much larger than yours is going to be when you're under a certain amount of employees. And it's not just the benefits. The benefits is the key part, right? You wanna take care of your employees. You wanna be able to hire and retain top talent. And that's how you do that as a small, medium-sized business. The other is the HR support. 2020 has shown us the world is ever changing, and HR laws and compliance have always been ever changing. And it can take a small business a lot of time and a lot of money to research and implement policies to make sure that they're in compliance. The PEO becomes your HR support and has skin in the game to make sure that you have all of the information and best practices to take care of your employees and run a clean, profitable business.
Right.
Now, with that, there are 900 PEOs in the United States. Most of them, small regional players that focus on one city or one state. I have signed agreements, partnerships with 11 of the top PEOs in the country. So you can either reach out to each of them, meet with them 8 different times, give them 8 different documentations and try to figure it out. Or you can come to us and we'll do all the legwork for you.
So I could see that you're definitely in a position where, you know, you're basically bundling and, you know, you know, so I guess it's fair to say you're sort of like the, you know, price line or Travelocity when it comes to, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I should say maybe like the Skyscanner that gets all the sites together.
So let's take, it's really the old health insurance broker model, right? Uh-huh. When you needed health insurance, you went to a health insurance broker, they brought you the carriers and they helped you pick it out. We're essentially doing the same thing, but for a lot more different line items.
Got it.
Instead of just health insurance, we're looking at the payroll, we're looking at the workers' comp, we're looking at the technology support, the HR support, all of the different aspects that go into a business and their infrastructure. So we're the broker for our 11 PEO partners.
Got it.
So it costs our clients, my services cost my clients nothing. The PEO pays me. So it's all contingent on you picking one of our partners. If you don't, that's okay. We education is a big part of what we're doing. If you don't know what PEO is, reach out to me. I'll tell you exactly what it is. If you're on a PEO that maybe they're not servicing you quite correctly, reach out. I'd be happy to show you what all of your other options are. And either I do a great job educating you and giving you all the information to make the right decision and you pick one, or I show you all of the information and it's not a good fit for you, not a problem. We educated you and we did our job.
Yeah. And I will say, one thing, I've known you for a while, you're very good at this. And, a lot of other entrepreneurs are good at this. Some, aren't as much, right? It's important to, build relationships, right? So, I know a lot of people that, would not accept a meeting if they don't think that there's like a very good chance that they're going to get business in the next like couple weeks, right? But, especially in your case, when not everyone knows, specifically what, PEO actually even means or, what the benefits are, it's really important to, obviously educate people, and in doing so, set up, different meetings, to do that. So speaking of which, what, Luke, makes a company, eligible, to not necessarily eligible, but what makes a company, really benefit from PEO? What types of companies should be, really looking into it if they're not already?
So it all depends on where you are in your company life cycle. If you're a founder of a startup and you don't have an HR team and you're wearing multiple hats, you can definitely benefit because the PEO can become your HR department. They can offset a lot of that minute task that you need to do and do it for you. If you're already an established company, you got 50 employees and five of them are HR representatives, great. We want you to keep those HR reps internally. We're not here to replace them, but we're here to support them. We're going to give them the necessary data, the updates of state, local, and federal guidelines and help them be able to focus on their daily internal matters that they need to take care of instead of all the research that goes into it on the outside. It all really just depends on what your needs are. And that's what we're here to do, is to work with you to find out. Selecting a PEO should not be a quick turnaround process. You're talking about changing the entire landscape of your infrastructure of your company. That's an important decision to be made. So we're not here to push, hurry up, let's go. No, I don't care how long it takes or how much information I need to give. The whole point is to making sure that the client is making the right decision for long term.
And what would you say is the bare minimum company that could actually benefit, right? I think from what I've heard, if I remember when we first met, actually, I think I asked you, I think you need like at least two or three W-2 contractors, or what is like the kind of bare minimum to even, potentially benefit as well?
Overall, most PEOs want to see at least five W-2 employees.
Got it.
If you have two or three, but you can show that you're about, maybe you have two or three and you just got a bunch of funding and it's time to grow, we have solutions for them as well.
Got it. Wonderful. And, I guess lastly, when it comes to, PEO, as you said, right, there are definitely, other, PEO partners out there. You could go, for instance, to where you were working before, directly, right, to a, a huge company, but that's one, right? And, we're going to you who's, relatively new, in the industry, well, with your own company, I should say. So, like, what is the biggest benefit of, like, going to, Luke Van Every today rather than, some other PEO source?
Listen, I can't really speak to other PEO brokers because I don't know them and I don't know how
No, I understood, and I'm not, you know, believe me, like the last thing you'll never hear me back, you know, bad mouthing another chess company out there, right? There's a lot of other good ones, right? But and by the way, we've had, you know, many other chess company organizers on the podcast. Definitely not, you know, doing that. But like, you know, what would you say is, you know, one reason that, you know, you're a great, you know, guy to go with?
Because I truly believe in the PEO model and I have a history of success with it. And my dedication is to the client and their needs and helping them. That's it. You know, I'm not here to slam you into a PEO to make sure I get a small paycheck. It's either going to work or it's not. And I'm okay either way.
And I have to say, actually, you know, one thing that, you know, I've talked a lot about with other entrepreneurs, one thing that, you know, it's hard to do that a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs and businesses don't do enough of is, you know, actually just telling people when they don't need, you know, the service, you know, that you offer.
Yeah.
You know, or people will get surprised sometimes when, you know, people reach out for, you know, private lessons. And I tell them, you know what, honestly, right now, like, while it's cheaper, and don't get me wrong, I would love for you to, you know, invest in private lessons for us. You know what? I think right now for you, you know, some of our group classes, you know, might be better, right? And people actually, very much actually, you know, appreciate that.
It's easy for me to say, hey, this isn't going to work, because if I try to make it work and it doesn't, that's a black mark on my name and my brand, and I can't afford that. And I refuse to accumulate those black marks just for a couple extra bucks. Right. I got my brand and my name are worth way more than one deal.
No, I couldn't agree with you more there, Luke. You know, for sure. So, let's transition a little bit. You know, I did want to talk to you at least a little bit about the roundtable event that you do, you know, every week. And, you know, by the way, truly, I wanted to, you know, actually thank you and Esther, actually, for putting this on, you know, every single week. You know, there really are so many, you know, great people, you know, that I've, you know, actually met through it. You know, I'm not even going to try to name everyone just because it's, you know, a lot. You know, of great people that I met, you know, week after week, you know, through them, you know, actually one podcast guest of mine, you know, Ben Steinman, for instance, you know, does come to mind. I didn't meet him through the group actually, but, you know, my good friend, Joe Rojas comes, every week and, you know, on our podcast, a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, I've actually had the, you know, privilege of having him, you know, on my podcast as well, you know, a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, like definitely, you know, lots of great people, you know, I've met, you know, through them. So, you know, really thank you, you know, a lot in that regard. But can you just tell me, and by the way, when Esther was on a few months back, we, you know, had a conversation about it as well. But could you tell me a little bit about how this came on?
Yeah, so Esther is the mastermind behind all of it. I'm just the talking head at the meetings. But I've known Esther for quite some time now. And we've been very close in our networking efforts. She does something totally different than what I do, and we get along. And she's she is the embodiment of a great network. I've learned a lot from her. And we, back in March of 2020, we watched as all of our in-person networking events got canceled. So we were like, what are we going to do? And we wanted to put our own networking event together that was non-exclusive. We want anybody can come. And we wanted it to be free. And we wanted the entire thing to be focused on helping one another. So we called it In This Together Roundtable. And it's become a very special group of individuals because who we've attracted are true networkers, right? They're not there to just bombard you with their product. They want to build actual relationships with you and to help one another. So the way it works is we don't turn cameras on because I don't care what you look like. I care about what you say and what you do. So it kind of has a clubhouse feel to it. So I call on individuals, they tell us about their company, they tell us what their need is, and then we open it up to the group. And people raise their hands to have conversations on the fly. And the conversations on the fly that are happening are what makes our group so powerful. So many individuals are so, like somebody will come on and say, I need some, we had somebody the other day say, I need help with LinkedIn. I have to transition. I've never been a LinkedIn person. I need help. There was like six people there like, I'll help you. Let's set up time. And they got a group together and they taught this individual how to utilize LinkedIn properly. And those are the type of things that we're doing. Yeah, there's a lot of sales going on in there and I don't ask about any of it. I don't care to know how much sales you're doing. That's your business, not mine. I care that you're an individual that wants to help others. And that's what it's really turned into. And if anybody wants to just listen in, go to our LinkedIn, In This Together Roundtable, register and come check it out.
Yeah. And look, guys, anyone listening to this, I really can't recommend that weekly event enough. You know, Tuesdays from about 11:45 to 1 o'clock.
11 to about 1 o'clock.
We're 11 to 1 o'clock. And yeah, it's the type of thing, you know, you do it obviously from your office. You know, it's also a little bit informal, you know, kind of come when you go and, you know, when you can, and you know, leave a little early if you have to, whatever. I mean, obviously you should, you know, be there as long as you can, but, you know, truly, I made, you know, a lot of great connections, you know, through it over the last, you know, several months. And, you know, every single week that, you know, I can make it, you know, I do come. Honestly, it's been a few weeks, so hopefully I'll be there, you know, next week.
All good.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, Luke, well, look, thank you so much for, you know, taking some time to, you know, come on and, you know, talk, you know, a little bit about, you know, everything. The last thing, you know, before we, you know, ramp up, I always have one, you know, slight curveball, you know, type of question. You know, look, you, you know, certainly know about chess a little bit, you know, at least through me, you know, and knowing me for, you know, a little while, you know, so when it comes to, you know, strategy and everything and being preemptive and, you know, intuition, how do you think, you know, the world of PEO and insurance could relate to chess?
It can relate almost coincide, right? You got to position yourself to win. That's exactly what the PEO is looking to do, is it's giving you the opportunity to position yourself to streamline your processes and hire top talent to be able to compete in the world of capitalism and so much competition. And it goes hand in hand. I'm not the greatest chess player in the world, but I do love it. I'm looking forward. I have it on the other side of my desk. My chess table sits there. I'm still waiting on my chair. So I love it.
And I did see that, you know, unfortunately everyone, you know, listening to the podcast can't see it, but yeah, look, I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, I would say it in two ways, right? One, you know, forgetting the PEO piece, you know, and we've had other insurance people on the podcast before, you know, my good friend, Eric Cohen, for instance, and, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, insuring your assets and being able to, you know, protect the future. You know, that one line he says, you know, quite a bit, which, you know, is very true, right? Anatoly Karpov, a former world champion, was very much known for, you know, Karpovian moves, you know, which are ones that actually prevent counterplay, you know, from happening that may arise in the future. So, you know, one is the simple, you know, Benjamin Franklin quote, you know, that I say all the time is, you know, failing to plan is planning to fail, right? But then also when it comes to, you know, PEO in particular, It's just the ability to, you know, be very creative, right? There are a lot of businesses out there that, you know, don't have, you know, health insurance. And by the way, when I left corporate America and I left Oracle and Rapid7, I actually took insurance for granted. You know, all of a sudden when I was like, oh my God, like, wow, I need to pay like $700 a month in health insurance out of my pocket. And this is back then when I had access to Cobra. Now I'm actually spending, you know, almost a grand, you know, a month in health insurance. And by the way, hopefully we will get to a point where we are using PEO, of course, through yourself. but the only reason we're not, honestly, is we don't have those, you know, 3 to 5 W-2 employees. You know, currently, we do have 48 instructors, you know, who work with us, but they're not, you know, unfortunately, all W-2, you know, just yet. So, you know, one day we'll certainly get there. Being able to be creative, you know, is very important.
Yep.
So, thank you so much, you know, for taking some time to, you know, talk about your leaving corporate America, you know, for entrepreneurship, you know, the importance of getting outside of your comfort zone, international networking, the definition of PEO and the demographics that businesses need to be eligible, and also, you know, talking a little bit about the relationship of PEO and CHESS. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your company or the round table or anything else that you might be working on?
If you have any questions, don't hesitate to go to our website, contact me through there. Love to have a conversation, even if it's just an educational one.
All right, wonderful. And if people do want to reach out to you, learn a little bit more about PEO or your networking group, in this Together Roundtable, what would be the best way for people to reach you?
Yeah, so you can reach me through LinkedIn, Luke Van Every, on LinkedIn, or you can email me at info@truecomparePEO.com.
Wonderful. And by the way, Luke and the company are actually the latest addition as well to premierchess.com/partners. If you go into the business section, you could see True Compare PEO listed on there. Just did that this morning, actually, by the way.
Thanks, so man. That's awesome.
Definitely, truly, we, you know, highly recommend, Luke's services. And thank you so much for taking some time to talk about them with us today.
Anytime, brother. I look forward to coming back soon.
Likewise. Bye.
Thanks, pal.